tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment, too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Tom Sadler joins us. Tom, can you tell us about today's opponent, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca?
Prairie du Chien is a very dynamic team. Every year they're improving. They have a midfielder who we will be marking up closely. And we hope to show good passing and good teamwork.
Let's talk about some of your individuals. Who's been shining here lately for the Richland Center soccer team?
Well, Garrison Weiss up front, number 7, has been very good, along with Giovanni Cerna, who has scored lots of goals for us this year. Mason Jelenic, our senior sweeper, I'd call him irreplaceable. And we have many leaders on the team. Carter Nelson also comes to mind as a player who's put a lot of effort into the year, and we look forward to seeing what he can do against Prairie. I would also note, Phil, that tonight is Rotary Youth Soccer Night. So it's a great night to come down to the stadium, watch a 5 o'clock varsity game, and see the youth of the town take part in a wonderful event for Rotary Youth Soccer.
They're going to sprint around the track. That's always kind of fun to watch that, isn't it?
It's a blast to watch it, and I admire the way they look up to our players. You can see it on their faces as they run by. They're impressed seeing the Hornets in all orange. And so it'll be a wonderful evening.
When you look at the next few weeks, you have the seeding meeting, I presume, coming up soon for the postseason. Have you heard any details on that, Tom?
That's correct. We will have our seeding meeting on Sunday, this Sunday, the 13th. And so we'll find out what our tournament lineup is at that point. Our last regular season game is Tuesday, and so we'll have about a week of preparation going into that tournament game.
Are you seeing some good things for the future from the underclassmen?
I'm very enthused by our underclassmen, Phil. They've been giving the seniors a run for their money for positions, and I'm excited about the future for Hornet soccer.
Awesome. Always good to talk to you, Tom. Good luck as you get ready for tonight's conference match.
Thank you, Phil. Look forward to seeing you there tonight.
Tom Stadler joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
It is Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca, and Richland Center meeting. We are underway with action here from the Richland Center High School Sports Complex. The Hornets in their orange and black going from our left to our right. Prairie du Chien in the white with maroon lettering, and they are going from our right to our left. We pick up on the action underway here in the nets for Prairie du Chien. The keeper is Asher Pitzer and Grayson Banker for Richland Center. Hornets right now, as kickoff happens, trying to chase it down as Prairie du Chien gets briefly beyond the defense. And it will be Jelenic getting it back to the goalie. And nice shot by Grayson Banker as he clears it out on the right side. And Damon Garcia, the intended receiver, keeps it in bounds. And the Hornets will bring it up near midfield. Ethan Gall, number 1, starting tonight, along with Mason Jelenic, Garrison Weiss, and Carter Nelson, Ronaldo Hernandez, Gustavo Zelaya Cano, and Damon Garcia, Jack Stanley, Petro Metatucci, and Grayson Banker, as mentioned, and then Dorian Anderson as well. Richland Center bringing it down for an offensive attack now, working it on the left side. Gald will take a shot right, and it's going to be just wide of the pole and hitting it to the left side and out of bounds. It'll be a goal kick coming up for the keeper from Prairie du Chien. They're starting with Jackson Perkins, Kyle Chakowski Higgins, Brody Korish, and also Asher Pitzer in the net. Peter Palladna on the defense, along with Eric Nichols, Brock Torgerson, Landon Smith, Ezra Mask, and Trayton Reams. corner kick for the Hornets. First of the night as we get underway. There's a long kick from Garcia. Brings it all the way. Clears it to the near side. Picked up now by the Hornets on the offense. And Garcia brings it back to the middle. Carpenter there. And it looks like the ball is going to be out of bounds around the sideline. Stadium side. Prairie du Chien will bring it in play. Blackhawks lift it near side. Deflected. And they can't handle it. Is it going to go out of bounds? Yes. And the Hornets will have it across the touchline as Garrison Weiss will start it in motion for the near side and throws it in. Lofting toward the middle, looking for Garcia. Deflected for a moment. Getting it back to Gould. Now back to Garcia. Garcia will take a shot left side, looking for a crossing pattern, and no, out of bounds. Ronaldo Hernandez was fairly close to that crossing pass, but out of bounds it goes, and it will come back to the keeper for another kick. No score underway. No score clock here for soccer, so I've got my handy-dandy stopwatch going on the Filney flip phone tonight. Filney flip phone has a lot of options. Into the game for Richland Center. Looks like got a couple of subs coming in here right away. We'll get to those in a moment as Prairie du Chien brings it in. Keeper clears it out. Dorian Anderson just into the game. He brings it to the near side for Richland Center and now is going to guard against Prairie getting it across midfield. Backtracks a bit to Jelinek. Jelinek drives it up through. There's a header by Prairie du Chien. The Hornets about 30 yards away from the goal. Trying a header there. And missing is Garcia. Cleared out by Prairie. Back to Jelinek. He looks to the left side and then burns a pass. It's going to stay in bounds. Hernandez turns in. Ronaldo tries to center it. And it's knocked down by Prairie out of bounds across the touchline. Hornets will have it on a throw-in now as they bring it from the school side of the field. And across the track, Ethan Gould will throw it in. Drops it in to Zalea Cano. And Gustavo turns in. Drops it back to Garcia. Now the pass comes into Hernandez. Hernandez turns, looks to the right, and now brings it over to the stadium side. And this one is going to drift a little bit close and then goes out of bounds. Carter Nelson the closest to it. That ball was destined to be out of bounds on the stadium side, so Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca will throw it in. They're coached by Tom Snyder, playing the Hornets for a second time on the season. Hornets come in with 4 wins, 8 losses, and 3 ties for a young team. Prairie will throw it in. Higgins drops it in. Near side, and then Hernandez intercepts. He's going to thread the needle. Garrison Weiss coming to the near side. A foot race to the ball, and the Hornets are called offsides. It will come back to the Blackhawks. Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca with not a lot of players, at least here tonight. I know there's not a JV team, but I believe they come with a total of 12 players tonight, so that could be a factor. The Hornets have all of the JV one team here as well, so lots of orange jerseys along the way. Should be able to keep players fresh as this one progresses. Dorian Anderson backtracks, goes to Jelinek. Jelinek pushes it across the field, and the Hornets pop it up, looking for Matatucci, and Petro drives it left side. Here's Hernandez catching up, takes a shot, knocked down by the goalie, and across the goal line. It'll go to the corner for a kick. So a legitimate shot that time. Hernandez pounds it toward the goal. Second corner kick tonight for Richland Center. And a real legitimate shot. So Hernandez will bring it from the corner, directing traffic, looking toward the inside. The Hornets develop the passing lanes. Ball is placed right by the corner flag. And up, and now here comes the kick. It's right in front of the net. Headed by Prairie du Chien, straight up in the air. Blackhawks trying to get out of there. Gould, now Weiss. Header try toward the net, knocked down by Prairie. Cleaned out, and the Hornets try to get it back quickly, and they will. Matucci will take a shot, and it rolls across the goal line. It'll come back for a goal kick, and Prairie will clear it out. 7.5 into the game tonight. We are scoreless at the Richland Center Sports Complex. High school soccer tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day. Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Scoreless tonight in high school soccer. Welcome back to the Richland Center Sports Complex. Hornets have it on the offense, trying to take a shot is Garcia, knocked down by Prairie. Now at Karams, right on the top of the box. Hornets will take a shot. This one bounces a couple of times into the hands of the Prairie keeper. Hernandez got a bead on that one and just missed. So the Hornets, another real legitimate shot on goal. Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca will clear it out. Ball rolls out of bounds on the right side. Ethan Gall will bring it in across the touchline. And the ball intercepted momentarily by the Blackhawks. Now the Hornets will drop it back. They're going to get it to Jelinek, who looks to distribute the ball. Give it right side, Garcia across the field. And now Garcia exchanging with Anderson. Anderson and Nelson. And now the ball again pinballs around the midfield area back toward the center. And it's going to be Adrian Morales Fuerte of Prairie du Chien turning in, facing that Hornet defense and losing as the Hornets come out of there with it, bring it into the offense for a little bit of a charge. Stolen momentarily again by Prairie. Anderson and Stanley protecting on the defense. Stanley gives it right side. The Hornets on the drive. Nelson drops it down the line. And here is a centering try by Weiss. Drives it long. Gall takes it left side. And now they'll reboot. Hernandez drops it back now. Looking is Cano. And here's a shot from the near side deflected by Prairie. It heads toward the goal line and will roll out of bounds just to the north of the corner flag. So it will be thrown in by the Hornets, or will it? They're determining whether went across the goal line, and evidently it did. It'll be the Hornets' third corner kick tonight, trying to capitalize here. 10.5 minutes into the first half, 40 minutes of soccer in the first half. Scoreless here at RCHS. Weiss with the approach. There's a dying drive. Header try by the Hornets goes out of bounds on a nice try by Matatucci, and it will come back to Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca on a goal kick. So a third corner kick. And the Hornets have something materialized. They certainly have kept the ball at this end of the field on the offense more regularly. Ball cleared out by the Prairie keeper out near midfield. Played by Jelinek. Now punched back by Fiorte. And Jelinek will calmly drop it back to the keeper, Grayson Banker, who looks over the field. And now will loft one up near midfield. Header try by Matucci. Matucci left side, it goes, stolen by Dorian Anderson for a moment. Cleared out by Jack Stanley. Stanley up near midfield looking for Weiss. Fighting for position. The Hornets are called for a push. It goes back to Prairie du Chien just across midfield. And the Blackhawks will have some of the best field position they have had tonight to get everybody into a passing lane and try to get something going here. As we approach 12 minutes into the contest tonight, Kai Tchaikovsky-Higgins will start it in play for the Blackhawks. Dead ball time. Here's the approach. And he'll loft this one down around the 10-yard line. Going to be fielded there by Jelinek. Header try back by Carter Nelson. Looking for Weiss on the left side. Prairie will intercept. Taken now by Ezra Mask. Looking to center it. Hernandez steals it away. The Hornets going to try to get it up near midfield now. The ball headed by Hernandez. Driving it right side for Garcia. Garcia and Hernandez. Stolen away by Fuerte, and he's going to fly with the ball down left side with a left foot kick, rolls into the hands of the keeper, Grayson Banker, and he will roll it out on the far side. Hornets quickly transition across midfield. Something happening now as they look to bring it into Cano. Cano on the left side passes it. Stolen away now by Perkins. Prairie du Chien River Ridge going the other way. Pass to Eric Nichols. Nichols on the right flat. And he is harassed by Cano. Perkins able to keep control. Again goes down toward the corner, parallel with the goal line. Dribbling now, pulls the trigger, pulls it across the goal line area, and it stays in bounds. Header try by the Hornets, Stanley and Nelson, and they'll bring it up to Garrison Weiss along the touchline, stadium side. Brings it now toward Garcia. Garcia dribbles, caresses midfield, keeps it in bounds. No, loses control out of bounds. Blackhawk ball. So they will throw it in. Brock Torgerson to do the honors. Torgerson drops it in. Jackowski Higgins drops it near side. Hornets looking to possibly steal it away, and they will. Hernandez back in the middle. Hernandez passes right side to Nelson up near midfield. Play of the ball is Matucci. Clears it out near side. Hornets make a little ground there on the offensive attack, and Garrison Weiss holds his ground, protecting the ball from the defense. Looking to the inside now, lost it down toward the goalie, and it's picked up on the roll by the keeper, Pitzer. He'll clear it out. Out near midfield. Hornets there to intercept. That is Zalea Cano. And Cano has it taken away. Prairie du Chien River Ridge going the other way. It's going to be stolen again by the Hornets. Jelinek looking left side for Stanley. Blackhawks keep the pressure on. They'll get it back to Ezra Mask. Mask slips it down to Fiorte, and now driving it into the right side is Korish. Korish clears it out. Now the Hornets, Mason Jelinek drives it up near midfield. It goes out of bounds. It will be the Blackhawks with the ball. Possession on the school side with a throw in. The Blackhawks drop it in play. Taken there by the Hornets. Now stolen away by the Blackhawks, making some headway down toward the top of the box. Stolen away by the Hornets. And no legit shot there for the Blackhawks. Up to Garrison Weiss. Finds an open man, and now it's going to go one-on-one. Hornets try for a goal. Here's the move to the right side. Shot. Oh, rejected by the sweeper. Holy cow. The Hornets almost had a wide-open net, but coming in from the angle and making a nice play on the shot by Hernandez was Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca's Landon Smith. So he snuck in the back way behind the goalie. Hernandez certainly had the keeper out and cleared out. But coming in behind, making a super play. Hornets corner kick. Here it is from the near side. Trying the header is Gall. Ball goes back to the left side in Garcia. Hornets take a long shot. That went over the top of the bar and out of bounds. That was Mason Jelinek taking a huge swing and coming up short. So it goes back to Prairie du Chien River and Seneca. We are at 16 minutes scoreless here in high school soccer. Action sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. And we will be right back with more in a moment from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold certified NAPA Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 NAPA Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
We are scoreless in area soccer as the Hornets, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca battle here in the Ridge for the Southwest Conference, I should say, right now looking at each other with a great deal of anticipation. Both teams feeling that they can win this here today, and both teams feeling that maybe they have the upper hand and playing some pretty good soccer right now. Last time they met, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca scored a 3-2 victory. Hornets on the left side. Oh, they got a drive going. Here's a pooch kick toward the goal, and it's going to be out of bounds across the goal line. Richland Center looking quickly. Matucci on the left side took a shot, and the Hornets miss to the left of the upright. So a quick kick for the Blackhawks. They'll bring it off to the near side, shooting for the open man, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. A throw-in on the near side. Dorian Anderson will toss it in for the Richland Center Hornets. There's a header by the Blackhawks, and again, the ball just sails right out of bounds. It will be Richland Center ball. Anderson will throw it in. Dorian making the move. And there is the throw. Goes to the right side. Knocked down by Weiss. Prairie du Chien blocking it. It's going to come back to the near side. And Carter Nelson lobs it back toward a bicycle-style try. And it is no good. Caught by the keeper. Matucci with a nifty kick over the shoulder. And played again by the Blackhawks. Hornets have had four really nice shots on goal here in the first half and have come up empty. Hornets again trying with a quick little pooch kick to the left side. Giovanni Cerna, who's into the lineup now, has been one of their leading scorers. That ball is knocked down by the Hornets, and then looks like a trip. The Hornets go back on defense, and a dead ball now for the Blackhawks, who will put it in play. Ezra Mask will do the honors. The Hornets back up on the defensive side. Here's a quick kick, giving it off to Landon Smith. Smith brings it near side. Blackhawks trying to cross midfield, and the Hornets won't go with it. They're going to take it away. Nice steal there by Garcia. Dumps it off to the near side. Weiss tries a centering pass to Cerna, and it's caught by the Blackhawks keeper and brought out again toward midfield. Big booming kick. Perkins looking to the right side, trying to drop it over there, looking to the right, and Nichols. And deflected by the Hornets, taken by Jelinek, popped up to the left side, and the Hornets making some green as Micah Meyer drops it over to the top. Across midfield, spin move now, driving down the left side. The Hornets working for a centering pass, getting it back to Garcia. Damon steps in, and the Blackhawks take it away up near midfield. Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca on the road here tonight with a shot by Perkins earlier, which was there. Real first and real only legitimate shot on goal so far. Ball at midfield for the Blackhawks. Hornet defense rising to the occasion. Hornets pass it to the left side, back to Garrison Weiss on the right at midfield. Deflected by Torgerson. Blackhawks try to go on some offense, but the Hornets stop them dead. And it's Jack Stanley going to Garrison Weiss. And the ball sails and a hop out of bounds. He'll be brought back in by the Blackhawks. Number 11, Brock Torgerson, will throw it in. And does. Tosses it in. Header by Jack Stanley. Back to Weiss. Garrison just across midfield. Looking, now launching it to Giovanni Cerna. Cerna, along the right side, making some headway. He is marked and now is stripped up. Ball comes loose. Garrison Weiss to the rescue. Garrison back to Cerna. Lobs one over the top of the defense. And coming in with a header there is Poladna for the Blackhawks. Drives into the corner. Bicycle-style save in the corner. Missed by Prairie. And it will be Richland Center ball with a throw-in just to the north of the corner flag. Garrison Weiss goes to Cerna. Cerna back to Weiss. Parallel to the goal line. Drives it toward the goal. Header try by Poladna back to the corner and out of bounds across the touchline. Richland Center will toss it in. A couple of subs will be in at a moment for Richland Center. Awaiting the substitutions, looks like Garrison Weiss will get his first breather of the night, as will Dorian Anderson. Harrison Carpenter returns for the Hornets, and Ronaldo Hernandez is back. So two out, two in, and the Hornets will toss it in across the touchline. Pass to the right side. Played well by Carter Nelson. Nelson back to Serna. Giovanni takes a long shot, and it's going to go wide to the left. Rolls toward the goal line. Staying in bounds there, Hernandez drops it back, and they're going to look right away again towards Serna, top of the box. Hornets drive it left, and there's a long shot, which is taken by the keeper. The Hornets again with another legitimate shot from about 20 yards away on the attempt by Cano. And the ball by the keeper of Prairie du Chien goes out of bounds near the middle flag. And the Hornets try to go right back at it. Quick throw in to Hernandez. Ronaldo moves around the defender. Makes a quick pass. Drops it back to Micah Meyer. Meyer around the defense. Going left side. Here it goes to Hernandez. Centering pass. Hornets right in front of the box. And it's knocked out by Prairie. Rolls quietly to the far side. And the Hornets try to keep it in bounds. And they will. Trying to break this scoreless tie. Pass comes back to the middle. Damon Garcia. And the Hornets have a lot of green to work with as Matucci has it. Left side. Matucci driving it toward the net. Knocked down by Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. Matucci gets it away. And there's a push by the Hornets. And the ball goes rolling out of bounds. It'll be a dead ball. And the Blackhawks get the ball back. 24 minutes into it. No score here at the Richland Center Sports Complex between the Hornets and the Blackhawks at WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Sports Complex on a beautiful day. Lights are on. We don't need them now, but we may by the time this one ends this evening. 80 minutes of soccer. And again, we just crossed 25 minutes. No score. And on the corner kick, here come the Hornets again. They've got a shot from the corner, bringing it in short range. And here is Hernandez driving it down to the goal and taken again by the keeper. Hornets have kept the keeper busy here in the first half. Asher Pitzer makes the play and fires it out to the right side. Up to the sideline it goes along the stadium side. Morales Fiorte drives it into the Hornet defense. And who's there but Mason Zelenik. And he drives it about three-quarter length of the field. Hornets right back on offense. There's a shot toward the goal. No, knocked down by the keeper and over the bar and out of bounds. Wow, did that transpire quickly right there. It came from the near side, and Serna, the centering pass, got it back to the middle, and the Hornets were looking at Elijah Carruthers, who was in there as well. It was either Carruthers or Hernandez, and the keeper made an outstanding play. Pitzer got both hands up at the last moment. So the Hornets will try the corner kick from the near side. They're going to keep it low to the ground right in front of the net, punching it, and Garcia missed across the bar this side, not out of bounds. May have been touched by Prairie. They may try again. And they will. Looks like Garrison Weiss will return to the lineup for Richland Center. Weiss is in. So is Cody Pauls. Cody seeing his first action tonight. He's a freshman. Corner kick by the Hornets. They'll bring it in front of the net. And it's going to be knocked down by the Blackhawks and out of bounds. Hornets will throw it in. So here comes a quick throw in. Looking now is Serna. Double teamed in the corner. right by the corner flag, trying to get away from it. Now the Blackhawks steal it away and loft it up near midfield. There's Cody Pauls, makes the play, looking for Serna. Downfield, header try by Perkins. Hornets about 40 yards away from the goal. They'll take a long shot. It's in! Oh, long shot by Matucci. And the Hornets score the goal. Started with a pass from Pauls on the left side, and Matucci knocks it in, and the Hornets go up 1-0. That comes at 27:55 here in the first half. Unofficial score time. The time kept in the clock by yours truly without the score clock tonight. But the Hornets go up 1-0. Great goal, and we'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Rake in the deals this week at All-American Duet Center. Save $2 on RV and marine antifreeze, now $3.99. Save 25% on Havoline gallon antifreeze concentrate, now $14.99. 8-ounce stable is now $5.99, and mouse glue traps just $1.99. Tackle all the savings now through the 20th at All-American Duet Center in Toma, Sparta, and in Richland Center.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
1-0 Richland Center, and here is Weiss passing left side. The Hornets will score again. Oh, my goodness, that one transpired quickly into the net for Ronaldo Hernandez, and the Hornets go up by a score of 2-0. Wow, goals that come less than a couple of minutes apart, and the Hornets go up 2-0. That started on an assist from Garrison Weiss, and Hernandez gets it in the net. So well played by the Hornets. And really, it's interesting because nothing was really happening there for quite some time. So lots of midfield play, but all of a sudden the Hornets are able to score two on the Blackhawks in close proximity. Up 2-0 here in this Southwest Wisconsin Conference match today. After the kickoff, ball goes out of bounds. Hornets will throw it in. Richland Center trying to bring it back to the middle of the field. Nothing there. Ball comes back past to the middle by Matucci. Drives it up in the middle, and here's a quick pass on the outside. Tough shot going left and just wide for Carter Nelson. He just missed. Carter Nelson off the pass from Giovanni Serna, and it went just a foot to the left of the upright and out of bounds. The Hornets nearly had a third goal in less than 3 minutes. My goodness. So they are turning it on here on the offense. And it will come back now to the Blackhawks. The keeper will clear it out. Pitzer fires it up. A bounce short of midfield. Header by Jelinek. Over to Garrison Weiss on the left side. Garrison dribbling. Passes ahead. Looking to the corner. Now bringing it across is Hernandez right in front of the net. There's another goal for the Hornets. Driving it in is Giovanni Serna. And there's another goal. All of a sudden, the Hornets up by three here. My goodness. Hard to keep track. I can't write fast enough here. Giovanni Serna with a goal. That comes right around, 30-25 unofficially today. But, again, Weiss helping to set that one up. And I may have lost. There might have been another pass in there, but Garrison setting it up to Giovanni Serna. And the Hornets working well on the offense tonight. They're leading 3-0. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Get what you pay for. In today's world, that slogan has many truths to it. Hi, this is Mark Philbeck with the Philbeck Family Dealerships, inviting you to stop by one of our three great locations, Highland, Boscobel, or Richland Center, for your next vehicle purchase. We have seven great brands, Ford, Chevy, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We stand behind every automobile we offer with our unmatched lifetime engine warranty. along with huge rebates, super low financing options, and our second to none fillback rewards program. We truly go the extra mile to earn your business. Rack up rewards by shopping us online, liking us on Facebook, purchasing a vehicle, or using our service department. Maybe you just need to repair your current vehicle to keep you going a while. We have an experienced parts and service staff that takes pride doing the job right. Call for an appointment today. The Fillback Family Dealerships, serving you since 1948, where the customer is first.
As we welcome you back, the Hornets have another corner kick opportunity. They've been really on the aggressive, on the offensive side here. And here comes the corner try. Cerna brings it toward the middle, knocked down by the Blackhawks. Now save, kept in play by Hernandez. Hernandez back to Nelson. And now on the left side, top of the box, Hornets try to punch one down in close proximity. Deflected by the Blackhawks and out of bounds. It will be Hornet ball. They'll throw it in on the near side. Cody Pauls quickly throws it in, but it is whistled off. The Hornets had a couple of subs that were at the table, and they'll bring them in. Carter Nelson will get a breather, and so will Ronaldo Hernandez. Robert Budden checking in, and Ethan Gauld as well, and Cody Pauls will toss it in play. Fielding now, turning in is Stoltz. Connor Stoltz also into the game recently. Stoltz drops it back. There's Matucci. Fires it toward the top of the box. Gauld gives it back now to Cerna. Takes a shot wide to the right. No good. It is Rary's soccer night. The youth will be honored here during a halftime call of all of the teams, and they'll be introduced with teams and coaches. And then they each take a sprint around the track, which is always fun to watch. The youngsters run around, but sometimes the oldsters, the coaches, will run with them. Some that are are brave and in shape, of course. Hornets have another corner kick. Looks like this is their seventh of the contest. So Garrison Weiss fires it right in front of the net. Ball knocked down. There's a punch toward the goal. Yes, it is. A goal for the Hornets. They were looking back to see whether or not that was legit, and it went in, and it did, and it's called by the official, and that's another goal for number 14, Giovanni Cerna, 4-0. Cerna getting one in the net. That's his second goal of the night, and the Hornets up with a good-sized lead here tonight, already against a team that they lost to the first time around at Prairie du Chien. The Blackhawks getting the win in that previous one by a score of 3-2. That was back on September 24th, so it wasn't that long ago. Blackhawks bring it into the offense a little bit, now passing it left side. Mask gives it off to Higgins. Higgins turns in, stolen by Garrison Weiss. Weiss a real force there in that midfield area, and Cerna pops it up to Stoltz. Stoltz comes around a double team. Connor coming in, and he's tripped up. And the ball down. The Hornets will have a ball on a penalty kick right now. Connor Stoltz gets up slowly after getting the collision there. The ball will be laid down. And it's just to the right of the top of the box. It'll be about 25 yards away from the net. And Giovanni Cerna, is he going to take it? Let's see. A couple of guys out there that might indeed. Mason Jelinek is right behind him. Jelinek moving up from the defense to try and help out here in this PK. Here comes Cerna. Nope. Going to let the officials get into position now. So Blackhawks will be asked to back up a little bit. Here's the whistle. Cerna will start it now on the near side, and we'll take a short kick to Jelinek, who comes up strong. No, the Blackhawks knock it down, and it's loose on the field, and Jelinek gets it away, gives it back to Cerna, does a good job of protecting the ball, drives it off to the right side. Button. Robert takes a long shot. That one high and over the bar and out of bounds. Less than 5 minutes remaining here in the first half of soccer. Hornets leading by a score of 4-0. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll take a look at some events going on in high school sports, including the Richland Center football team preparing for the eighth game of the season tomorrow evening. And the Richland Center volleyball team as well. The Prairie du Chien players comes up limping. And again, they don't have a real deep bench tonight. Maybe one other player on the sidelines. But it looks like he's going to stay in the game, and we're underway. Here goes Landon Smith going right side, looking toward Ezra Mask. Stolen by the Hornets. Quick pass now to Williams. Gives it off to the right side. Knocked down and played by the keeper. Nice job by the keeper, Pitzer, who throws a pass near side. Now it's boomed up across midfield by Torgerson. Brock driving a little harder into that defense. Here's Jelinek, drives it back to Grayson Baker. Grayson has been kind of bored down there. Not a lot to do because Hornets have kept the ball on the offense and on the attack quite a bit here in the first half. Robert Budden fighting for position. The ball is out of bounds. It will belong to the Blackhawks. Got about 3 minutes remaining in the first half. 4-0 Richland Center. Here's the pass in play to Nichols. Nichols driving it down. Garrison Weiss holding his ground. It caroms off him and goes out of bounds. The ball will be thrown in by Eric Nichols. Nichols drops it in. Birkin steps in, gives back to Nichols. He's trying to get it over the top of the defense. There's a header by Jelinek. Stays in bounds. Blackhawks again on the near side. And a great tackle there by Stoltz. Ball comes loose, and the Hornets have the ball along the touchline, stadium side, deflected by Prairie, out of bounds. Robert Budden will throw it in for the Hornets. So here's the pass. Cody Pauls to Robert Budden, and it's out of bounds. Robert will throw it in across the center flag on the stadium side. No, in turn, he leaves it off for Garrison Weiss, who throws it in. Weiss drops it in. There's Landon Williams. Williams for the Hornets. Over to Ethan Gall. Gall looking back for Williams, deflected by the Blackhawks. They'll loop it over to the midfield line into the path of the defense, and Jelinek is there. Jelinek goes to the left side. Harrison Carpenter looking to the inside. Stolen away by Prairie du Chien at midfield. The Blackhawks trying to solve the code. They've had what I count as one shot on goal here in the first half. The Hornet defense has been pretty potent, and lately shows the offense. Ball stays in bounds for the Blackhawks right around the midfield line. They're looking for Chakowski Higgins. Stolen away by Garrison Weiss. There he is again. Weiss takes a long shot, played by the keeper, Asher Pitzer. That was about 40 yards out for Garrison Weiss, and Pitzer fires it up near midfield. Deflected by the Hornets. Nice play, Landon Williams, Garrison Weiss, and the Hornets are called a stop, and that's the end of the first half. End of the first half, RC leading it 4-0 over the visiting Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca, Blackhawks. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. This is high school soccer today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center football team kicked a field goal and won by one against River Valley last weekend, 21-20. This week I asked Coach Andrew Troxell of the Hornet football team about that game.
You know, when I think back at just the games that we've hosted or just participated in right in the last 7 years of coaching at Center, I mean, that is definitely going to be one of the most memorable games for sure. Valley played extremely well, you know, and we just kept, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot and timing drives and things like that. And then eventually we just kind of put it together, and it was nice to see everything happen, whether it was offensive production, special teams, big plays, defense. I mean, all of that just happened, you know, like it was written up by the football gods. So we were thankful to get out of there with a win, celebrate homecoming in that capacity.
Wes Bosworth recovered the onside kick too. I don't know how often you work on those, but it worked out to perfection, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You know, the last couple weeks or so, we have focused on having more situational time in practice. And so with that in mind, these kids are very aware of down and distance and clock and just kind of what's at stake. in certain situations. And so it's been really helpful. And we saw that that was really kind of a benefit, you know, especially when you don't have any idea what the clock is, you know, because our scoreboard wasn't working.
Yeah, that made it a big more of a challenge there as well. And I think you just had to kind of try to give it your all, not knowing the time. That did present some challenges as a coach, didn't it?
It really, really did, you know, but I think it was actually good for our kids not to see the score or not to see the time. They just went out and they played football. As simple as that sounds, they were really a lot more focused that way. And so the officiating crew did a wonderful job just relaying how much time was left. And I think I became that sideline official's best friend, you know, because every play, right, how much time do we have, right? And so it was just different, but I don't think it'll be the last time. I know we're having some issues for our Broadhead game, and so we'll probably have to do it again, and we'll be experts at it this go-around.
Looking at some guys that really stepped up for you, do you give game balls or anybody that won, like, the Player of the Week award or anything like that?
You know, this year we do something a little bit different. We recognize different players all across the board. You know, so we take a look at offensive players, right, top passer, top receiver, top rusher, but we also look at special teams production as well. You know, so we look at top headhunter, right, the kid that's going to make the big play on special teams, or the ball hawk, you know, the guy that's going to find where that ball is defensively or special teams-wise. So, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody gets some love and gets some attention, because it takes everybody. It takes all three phases to put this thing together.
The Richland Center volleyball team picked up a win over River Valley in three sets on Tuesday night. The Hornets are now tied for first place with Platteville. Here is Coach Jamie Johnson.
Jamie, when does the seeding meeting come up, and how does that look in terms of the teams you're grouped with in the sectional?
Yeah, it's next Wednesday, so about 8 days from now we'll be gathering, and we'll be sending out our information at the end of the week to all the other coaches. That's when we'll have probably a better answer for you. I've done a little looking into it. You know, Cuba City right now and Aquinas would be in our sectional or our half sectional, so they'll probably be the top two seeds. You know, had we been able to pull off a win on Saturday against Cuba City, might have been able to bump us up another spot or two. But I'd like to think we're a top four seed. I'd like to even think that we're a three seed. But we'll see, you know, and it comes down to people voting, how people feel about their conference and the value of the quality of their teams and that, and just kind of overall that. So, you know, sometimes you just never know how people are going to vote, and it comes down to human decisions, and we're not like basketball yet where it's computer-generated like they just had gone to. So, you know, it comes down to how good a persuader you are and your record. You know, record means something, but also your quality opponents. Again, I feel like we've established a good record. I think we're 26-8. Six of our eight losses are to a ranked team, and the other two teams are Reedsburg and then Lodi, who's got 20-some wins, and they may get some honorable mention or recognition after knocking off Cuba City, you know, and us this weekend. And so, you know, we'll see where we're at. But, yeah, at least we've had some quality losses, you know, that way, so I think that'll help us in the seeding meeting. But, yeah, it's wrapping up. You know, our lower-level teams got about less than 10 days left, and then it's just focusing all on the varsity and the tournament run.
RC volleyball coach Jamie Johnson. His team will be doing battle next week against Prairie du Chien and Lancaster. This is the halftime Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO. 4-0, Richland Center leading at halftime in area high school soccer. The first goal came just nearly 28 minutes into it. Cody Pauls had started with a pass on the near side, and Petro Matucci with a 1-0 lead for the Hornets on a long goal. And then coming up about a minute and 5 seconds later, Garrison Weiss with the assist, and Ronaldo Hernandez hit the net to make it 2-0. Also, Weiss started the next one with a 30-25 on the clock, so about a minute and a half later, and Giovanni Cerna hit the net. In fact, he would score the last two goals of the half, the other unassisted. A 4-0 lead for Richland Center at halftime. Hornets have dominated play with lots of offensive attacks. They have had at least 7 corner kicks, and also right now, other than the goals they've had, lots of shots on goal. We're at right now 6 shots on goal other than the one that the ones that the Hornets scored on. So again, 4-0. Good team effort here. Kind of wearing down this Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca team. It was fairly even for a while, and then the Hornets scoring all of those goals within a span of about 4.5 minutes. We'll be back with a second half kickoff in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
A comfort is
funeral home.
And the second half is underway here at the Richland Center High School Sports Complex. Hornets leading by a score of 4-0. Pass to Ethan Gall to the near side. Hornets getting it across midfield for the first time here in the half. And Hernandez turns in. Rinaldo drops a short pass off to Zelaya Cano. And he'll fire it to Matucci. Petro with a goal in the first half. Gives it back to the middle. They're right near the top of the box. Carter Nelson is there. Nelson drives it to the right. Garrison Weiss, who takes a long shot, and it's wide and across the goal line. It'll come back on a keeper kick. Hornets with a nice drive right out of the gate. When you're up 4-0, you can gamble maybe a little bit more as well and take some looks. This Hornets soccer team, though, I think has really improved under the guidance of Coach Stadler. They've played, I think, some good, especially here in the second half against a lot of these teams. It's where you really show improvement, where you see how you did second half versus the first half. Blackhawks on a little bit of a drive, driving toward Grayson Banker, who's in the net, and Fiorte drives it right side. Ball knocked down at close proximity. In fact, Mason Zelenik holding his back after that one caromed off. Ball goes back to Perkins, left side for the Blackhawks. Perkins moves in, and the Hornets deflect. Now it goes to the left side, and Torgerson for the Blackhawks. Torgerson trying to drive it through. And Damon Garcia is there. Back to Dorian Anderson. Ball up near midfield. Nope, Prairie comes back with it again. Blackhawks with kind of a renewed attack as they're looking a little better on offense. Stepping aside now, driving is Reams. Reams toward Fuerte, and there's a long shot high and through the uprights, but way above the bar and out of bounds on Trayton Reams' attempt, and it goes back the other way. Second half with a Richland Center lead, 4-0. Boy, it's always amazing to watch the Rarey's soccer athletes make their way around the track, and some brave coaches took the lap as well. Looked pretty good. Most of them. Most of them were able to keep up with their kids. Ball out of bounds on the far side, thrown in by the Hornets. They're going our right to our left here in the second half. Pass to Garrison Weiss. Thread the needle pass. Foot race now. Could be a one-on-one. Stepping aside the goalie is Hernandez. Ball left side now turns around. Takes a shot wide to the right. Ronaldo Hernandez just missed it. Boy, that was a golden opportunity for the Hornets to get goal number 5. He was tripped up just a little bit by the defense. In fact, came out a little bit lame. Did turn around. Spun around for a shot that went wide to the right of the pole. And now cleared out by the Blackhawks out near midfield. Damon Garcia tries to intercept. Blackhawks indeed get it across midfield now. The pass to Reams. Reams over to Nichols. Nichols in the middle. Cleared out by Jelinek off to the right side. Hornets crack the code across the midfield line. Looking to the right side now. Garcia tripped up. Dead ball whistle, and the Hornets will take over and pop it in play. That one comes over the top of the defense, and it's caught by the keeper, Pitzer. Hornets again take a long look. Nothing to show, and the Blackhawks will bring it across the midfield line. Ball rolls to the left side, kept in bounds by the Blackhawks. Crossing now, looking for an offensive attack. Hornets marking on the midfielder, and now it's going to be punched to the left side, and that ball rolls across the touch line and out of bounds along to the Hornets. And a quick throw in. Cano wasting no time. Gall passes left side, Hernandez. Hernandez looking for Weiss, going right side, intercepted by the Blackhawks. Big defensive play. Hornets will try again. Matucci to Garrison Weiss. Weiss parallel to the goal line, about 10 yards away. Now drops it back on a short pass to Garcia. Damon turns in. Shot bounces off the keeper. And then knocked out of bounds by the sweeper on the left side. It's going to be out of bounds. Hornets will have it on a throw-in here on the stadium side across the touch line. It'll be Gustavo looking to launch it in. They're out of soccer balls. All right.